Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you because it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for tonight's show, but before we can do that, I'm still puzzled by last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase final games. Change one letter to an S, and you can rearrange the result to spell a four-letter word a baseball umpire says and a six-letter word for a thing he might give to indicate that word. What are the words?
Is one of them safe?
It is. If you change the M to an S, you can spell safe, and the thing he might give is a signal.
Of course.
All right. I had fun putting you through the ringer last week, so I guess this is your revenge. Let's do this.
Well, Mike, it's the spooky season, but like everything else in 2020, Halloween will look a little bit different this year. Many communities are banning trick-or-treating due to coronavirus fears, while others say you should have two masks on this time around. For this week's show, we're going to alter trick-or-treating, too. Each correct answer will contain either ick or eat.
Okay, I think I ollow.
Let's see how you do. First up, what word can be found after the following names? American Airlines, Walter Kerr, Brooks Atkinson, Lunt Fontaine, Neil Simon.
I needed the ones at the end of that list, I think. Those are all theaters.
That's right. And they're all Broadway theaters, to be specific, which sadly will be closed until at least June. What man who lived at the U.S. Naval Observatory from 2001 to 2009 lived there decades after studying at the University of Wyoming?
So the place you are referring to is the residence of the Vice President of the United States. So the person you're talking about is Dick Cheney.
That's right. And apropos of nothing, I'll tell you that Cheney was briefly acting president in 2002 when President Bush underwent a colonoscopy. Previously, he also served as White House Chief of Staff and Secretary of Defense during his long career. Featuring a guitar solo from Eddie Van Halen, what 1983 single produced by Quincy Jones was the third off the album Thriller?
See, this is an insight into my brain. You could have stopped. You could have stopped after the word Halen, and I would have known you were talking about the song Beat It.
That's right. Also fitting this category is the Weird Al takeoff Eat It from Weird Al in 3D, which was the first of seven platinum studio albums and counting. All right, this might be the toughest one. Let's see how you do. Although he never won an Academy Award, what director who died in 1999 was nominated four times for Best Director, first in 1964?
I believe you are talking about Stanley Kubrick.
Now, Kubrick is in good company with four nominations and no wins, joining Sidney Lumet, Fellini, and Peter Weir. And finally, what's missing from the following list? This Side of Paradise, The Beautiful and the Damned, Tender is the Night, The Last Tycoon.
The fifth book in that list is The Great Gatsby. Those are books by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Indeed. Now, The Great Gatsby has been adapted into a film four separate times, but the first one from 1926 is lost. Well, Mike Nothnagel had a king-size week this week. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? What are you going as for your stay-at-home Halloween? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or after you finish off the last of your candy, you can surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me. And because you were so good, there's some extra credit, and there's also a challenge. Ian.
Start with the Halloween candy that rhymes. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a British title and a foreign stock exchange. What are the words, and what is the candy? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge. I wish you many good returns this Halloween, and we'll be back this same time next week.
We will see you soon.